they are set to vote on.
The company's latest offer would give workers a 35% wage increase over 4 years. That's after union members voted overwhelmingly last month to reject a 25% increase. Union members expected to vote on the proposal Wednesday, possibly ending a lengthy strike that halted most production on September 13th. Boeing estimates it's been losing about $1 billion a month during the strike. Thomas Brock for CBS News, Seattle.
Former President Donald Trump is campaigning in Pennsylvania, where he's getting help from former Pittsburgh Steeler Antonio Brown.
I know the media is going to call me crazy, me and Trump crazy for having me speaking here, but I want to make this clear. We are not. They are.
Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to Atlanta after telling a rally in Detroit.
The race is tight. It's going to be hard work, but we like hard.
There are just 16 days until the election, but some voters are already casting ballots.
Day one of early voting in Massachusetts.
We're actually quite encouraged by the response so far to vote by mail. We put over 1.3 million ballots out in the hands of voters already, and we've in fact gotten back over 400,000 so far.
Secretary of the Commonwealth, William Galvin.
We're suggesting to people, if they have made their mind up, vote now. Just get it done.
By the time the polls close on Election Day, November 5th, a record voter turnout is expected. Mike Macklin for CBS News, Boston.
There is hope for a ceasefire in Gaza and the return of Israeli hostages after the death of top Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
This latest blow in taking out Sinwar, I think, is meaningful. So I think in terms of the military capacity of Hamas, I think the IDF has done a pretty good job of taking away a lot of capability.
Austin spoke at the G7 defense minister meeting in Naples. A pop star's father makes a difficult journey. CBS's Dana Jacobson reports.
The father of One Direction star Liam Payne arrived in Argentina to make arrangements to return his son's body to England. The singer's fans swarmed Jeff Payne as he squeezed past a growing makeshift memorial outside a Buenos Aires hotel. An initial police report suggested there appeared to be substance abuse prior to the fall.
On Instagram today, Payne's sister wrote, "Liam is my best friend." This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time to review the top three highlights of the day. I'm joined, as always, by my co-anchor, Snoop.
Hey, what up, though?
Snoop, number one has to be getting the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence at T-Mobile.
Yeah, you should hustle down to T-Mobile like a dog chasing a squirrel chasing a nut.
Nice analogy, Snoop. Dogs do love to chase squirrels.
And squirrels love to chase those nuts.
On to highlight number two, at T-Mobile, families can save 20% every month versus the other big guys.
That is very impressive. You know, y'all can take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
That's exactly what I'm planning on doing with my savings. Snoop. Now, take it away, Snoop.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on them. Now drop that jingle.
The 24-month look credit is eligible traded on Go 5G Next. Well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credits. Stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence coming fall 2024.
A new class gets inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tonight. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
Cleveland will be filled with stars as the 2024 class gets in. Among the 16 singers and groups, Mary J. Blige.
Let's get it funk up on that fun up on up in this dance.
Cher.
If I could turn back time.
Foreigner.
You're as cold as ice.
And Kool & the Gang. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
A new horror flick is making big bucks at the box office. The Hollywood Reporter says Smile 2 is expected to win the weekend with an estimated $23 million after earning $9.4 million Friday. The film follows a spirit that jumps into host through an evil grin. It stars Naomi Watts. This is CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and alone, the low 50s tonight.
Sunshine returns for tomorrow and even warmer, a high around 80. And up again on Monday, more sun and low 80s. Mostly sunny, mid-70s for the high on Tuesday. Slight shower chance Tuesday night, Wednesday. Currently at 64 degrees.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Don't know what it's like, rule is four. But I know that one and one is two. love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you,
you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, it's Michael Smirkanish. Business owners and CMOs, how do you plan on growing your business? Have you plateaued on your social media and online efforts? Why not tap into podcasts and radio? In the U.S., audio reaches more than 271 million people weekly. That's more than social media and digital combined. My friends at Radioactive Media know the recipe to launch, optimize, and scale performance by building compelling audio campaigns which work. I personally know the principles of Radioactive Media, their personal approach and knowledge of the medium, unparalleled. For advertisers who want to reach the right audience with the right hosts and programs, text the word PROFITS to 511-511. Heck, you can even buy spots on my program. If you're a mid-sized company or well-funded startup with a monthly budget as low as five figures, they can help. Text the word PROFITS to 511-511 online, radioactivemedia.com. Text rates may apply.
cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN. Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl. Get around.
might say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
I should have known you'd bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. You're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you, I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
tears. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby,
smile I wore. I wish that you were think I love you, but I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
Timeless favorites. WRJN.
Who is Brian Style trying to fool with all his negative ads? Style voted against aid for veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. And Brian Style voted to cut funding for 500 local police officers and cut funding to crack down on fentanyl traffickers. Peter Barca has always put Wisconsin before party politics, and that's what he'll do in Congress. Veterans at the VFW Post 1865 gave Peter Barca an award because he's always fought for them. Peter made it easier for disabled veterans to collect their benefits. And he was the legislative leader who worked with veterans groups to put a POW MIA monument in the Capitol Rotunda to honor our heroes. To keep us safe, Peter Barca helped put 100,000 more police officers on the beat. And he led the fight to secure survivor benefits for those killed in the line of duty. That's why law enforcement leaders and veterans have always supported Peter Barca.
I'm Peter Barca, candidate for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Citizens for Peter Barca.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, all right. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure you're stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky.
Lord Almighty, feel my temper.